We had talked, obviously, as a committee about what we thought we might be able to do once the lockdown was eased, and we felt as if net practice might be one of the early activities. But we, here at Lidbrook and Ripsley, we were being really keen to act quickly to get those nets up and running, partly to say thank you to our members who have come out and really supported us as we faced the potential of a season with no cricket at all. And obviously for a small club like ours, that had quite serious funding implications. So we have asked our members to, where they can, to pay their memberships this season, even though it may well be that there's no formal cricket played. So as soon as we saw the opportunity and as soon as the guidelines came out from the ECB, we as a committee, we met over Zoom and we quickly reviewed the guidelines, and we felt confident that we could put in place a system with a booking form and tracking and tracing everybody that's using the net and put in place the guidelines. And yeah, we've been delighted at the take up and pleased to see lots of one-on-one groups and family groups already having enjoyed the nets over the weekend.
What was the take-up? Because the weather was pretty good, wasn't it? It would have been ideal.
Well, the weather was great at the weekend, and we're set for more in the next week. So we've had well over 30 bookings just in the first 2 days of having the system up and running to get people in there. And we hope we only have one net. We have two nets, but obviously we can only use one net under the guidelines set out by the ECB at the moment. But we're confident that by the beginning of June, our groundsman, the amazing Jack, is going to enable us to put a cage over a wicket on the square as well. So from the beginning of June, we'll have our all weather net plus a net on the square to practice on as well.
Alistair, it looks as though most of the clubs in our patch have taken a more cautious approach, and probably this week will start to open up outdoor nets, if any of them have got any. Why do you think a lot of other clubs are more cautious? I mean, obviously there's a risk there in such a ways, but you guys obviously felt that you had all bases covered quite quickly.
I think we have a distinct advantage, Kevin, in that we are quite rural and our ground is quite tucked away. which does mean, I know, having spoken to other clubs in more urban areas and say on who use, say, village greens and more public spaces, there would be other considerations to take into account as far as just opening up those facilities for general use. We've obviously got signage in place that makes it very clear that the nets are off limits to anybody apart from members of the club who have made a booking through our system, and we're being very strict about that. And I can imagine that clubs that are based in towns and in the middle of villages probably just want to make sure that they can limit the access in a way that we've got natural limitations already in place, I suppose.